Hi, my name is Dr. Andres Ramgulam, a pediatrician here at Premier Pediatrics, and I just wanted to talk to you today a little bit about the crying and colicky baby. All babies, to some extent, have regular fussy periods when it seems as though nothing suits them. This occurs usually in the late evening, but fortunately, this does not last long. This period of fussiness usually peaks at about 3 hours per day by 6 weeks of life, and about 3 months it's only a little over an hour. As long as the baby calms within a few hours and is relatively peaceful the rest of the day, there is no reason for concern. When the crying does not stop or intensifies throughout the day and night, it may be caused by a condition termed colic. About 1/5 of babies develop some type of colic, usually between the 2nd and 4th weeks of life. The cry seems inconsolable, often screaming, pulling up their legs, and passing gas. They do swallow a lot of air, making their stomach seem distended and swollen. Spans over around the clock and worse in the early evening. The cause of colic is still unknown, but we know that it does seem to be related to some developmental disorder, where the babies lack ability to self-soothe or self-console. Thus, it usually goes away on its own, usually around age 3 to 4 months, although it may last up to 6 months in some babies. The baby may sometimes need to be checked by one of us, a pediatrician, to make sure that there's no medical problems such as hernia, obstruction, or acid reflux, especially if the crying is associated with persistent vomiting. Although you may just have to wait it out, there are some suggestions that might be worth trying. For the nursing moms, try to eliminate milk products, caffeine, lettuce, onions, spicy foods, or any food that you do think are associated with increased frequency of colic in the baby. For formula fed babies, you can talk with your pediatrician to see if the use of soy or pre-digested, otherwise called hydrosylated formula, will be of some help. Swaddling the baby in a warm blanket can also help soothe them. Be vigilant of not overfeeding the baby, because this can make the baby more uncomfortable. You should wait at least 2 to 2.5 hours between feeds. Rocking the baby or putting the baby near an appliance with some vibration, example a vacuum cleaner or a dryer, seems to help sometimes. Walking your baby and talking to them will also seem to soothe them and reassure them of your presence. If you are extremely frustrated and unable to handle the situation, you should try to leave the baby with some family member for about an hour or so, where you can get a break. Under no conditions should you shake the baby. Shaking can cause bleeding in the blood vessels of the eye, as well as bleeding in the blood vessels of the brain, leading to coma and even death. So if at any time you feel that it's overwhelming, you should take a break from the baby.